And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, Jen, you know that we're all big animal lovers here on the show.
Yeah, and yesterday I was scrolling through looking at news stories, and I saw a headline talking about a puppy being thrown off a balcony. And honestly, I thought it was an old story because I remembered a dog called Roadrunner that had been thrown off a balcony. But yes. I started reading this. I'm like, no, this is another one. This is a new story in Kansas City. And so we thought we'd get Tori from KC Pet Project on the phone to tell us what happened with Max the puppy.
Good morning, Tori. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, doing well. We just hate to see these stories come up. I mean, what are people thinking? This is awful.
I know. It is awful. And since the news stories hit last night, we've heard a little bit more details about what actually happened to Max, which makes it even more awful now. When he came to us last week, we knew that he was thrown off of a balcony and that he had sustained injuries as a result of that. But we didn't know the full story, that he was basically just being a puppy and barking and, you know, maybe chewing on some things and not getting, you know, a lot of love and attention. And that's why somebody decided to throw him off a balcony. It makes it so much worse whenever you hear the full story now.
And was it someone that was staying with the owner or the neighbor? Who was it that did this?
I'm not sure of the relationship. It wasn't the owner that threw him. We've talked with the owner and we know that it wasn't her. But I know a neighbor did mention that somebody that was there that threw him off of a second-story balcony. And he, as a result of that, has a fractured leg that is splinted right now and causing him quite a bit of pain. Though you would hardly know it, he does yelp out in pain sometimes, but otherwise he's just busy being a puppy and, you know, licking your face and snuggling all over you. He had a couple of front teeth knocked out, and his mouth was really bloody whenever he came in due to that. And then he had bruising on his lungs, which made it really difficult for him to breathe. We were really watching him for internal injuries, making sure that everything, you know, was checking out okay. So that's why he's under the careful watch of our vet staff right now, but we're getting ready to move him into a foster home so he can start the rest and relaxation process to heal.
And he is going to require surgery, and that's going to cost, what, about $2,500?
That's what our estimate is. We're talking to a couple of orthopedic surgeons, just basically making sure, because he does have some growing to do. So we want to make sure that we do this right and that he gets, you know, whatever surgery that he needs in order to make sure that he doesn't live a life of pain due to that injury. But we're gonna keep talking to some people and figure out what the best course of action is for Max, that he's going to go into a foster home and start the healing process. But yeah, donations are very, very much needed right now in order to pay for that surgery.
And where would people do that? What's the website?
Yeah, they can actually go to, it's just donate.kcpetproject.org/helpformax. The link is on our Facebook page. We'll probably post it again this morning just so people can see it. But those donations go right towards Max. And then, you know, every day we're getting other ill and injured pets in to our shelter that need help just like Max. So that's why we set up our Roadrunner Medical Fund. You mentioned Roadrunner, in honor of him, to help all the puppies like Max who need our help as well.
I was going to say, you know, people see a story like this, they're like, oh, the Pet Project helps. Well, they help on so many different animals that come through.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just Max. There are other cases that come through. And I think it's worth mentioning as well, I have it set up on my Amazon account, the Smile from Amazon, that if you shop through Smile on Amazon first, then you can send a portion of proceeds to the KC Pet Project. That is one of the places you can choose.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Tori, you guys benefit every time I go on an Amazon shopping spree.
Yes, that's wonderful. I love that. Yeah, we're set up with Amazon Smile. We have an Amazon wish list. I am an Amazon Prime member, and it's just like, you know, the easiest thing just to order supplies for our pets and send them our way. So, and we've had a wonderful outreach from the community. People are, you know, sending us lots of love for Max. We even had a little boy that rode his bicycle all the way to the shelter yesterday to give $6 out of his pocket to help Max. It was just the most darling thing ever, and we really appreciate the community helping Max.
I love that.
That's good stories. All right, well, good will come of this. That is the nice part here, that it will have a happy ending. So that's what we can take solace in, that fact.
Absolutely. We're going to do our best to get Max all healed up and shower him with love that he deserves. And eventually he's going to be looking for a new loving family to go home to.
And of course, you know, like my Sandy came from Pet Project. That's why we're such big supporters of you guys. What if people want to come out, just look at dogs, cats, things you have up for adoption? You're all set and ready to roll, right?
Absolutely. And we're going to be doing a big adoption event this weekend because we are really, really full right now. We have wonderful dogs and cats looking for homes. So we're going to be doing our teacher's pet back to school adoption event this weekend. So please come out and see us. We have actually 8 locations now that you can adopt pets in the metro area. So that's all on our website at kcpetproject.org.
Wow. Very nice.
Cool.
Tori from KC Pet Project, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tori.